and they're gonna come in. Walk away and then come back. No, I'm not gonna do that. I like to keep it real and raw. I keep this rugged. You feel me? Like, I keep it rugged, baby. I ain't about to play with them like that, man. I ain't about to play with these folk like that. I keep it rugged and raw. You know what I'm saying? We start the show. Huh? Yeah. Is it going to be warm out there? What's the temperature?
The low is 67 at night.
Uh-huh. 80 degrees? That's crazy out there. That's too hot. That's too hot for that place. 87 degrees in North Dakota. Oh, my God. The world is coming to an end. But guess what? We're back, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker podcast show. Y'all thought I wasn't going to come, but I'm here. You better believe I'm here, and I'm back better and stronger than ever. We have a lot to talk about. I just want to let this music cue up, because this music will bring you into my world, and it. You feel that? Huh? Hey. That my song right there. That my song. That's the song your mama say do your dance to. Go do your dance. Why mamas like to see us dance like that? That's how you get out of trouble. If you want some money from your mama, do like Gator. Do like Gator from Jungle Fever. Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Thank you all for coming out, man. I've had a great day today. Great day, great day. You know what I mean? I spent time with my son. I went to the dermatologist and got a piece of skin cut off of me. I had a little bit of a growth right under my buttock, and they cut it off. They numbed me up and snip, snip. And it wasn't like nothing cancerous or nothing like that. What it was is called a skin tag. And I had it for a minute, and then my wife was roasting me about the shit. And she was like, you always talking about sneakers and shit. You got that down. You got a whole ball growing on your ass. You need to take care of that. So I went and took care of it. It's great. Came across a wonderful dermatologist. Matter of fact, I'll be going back to get me a facial and get some skin treatments. Because, you know, as you get older, you get these liver spots and shit. And, you know, I'm out doing comedy and I'm looking at people in the face. I want to look the best that I can, okay? I want to preserve my sexy, as P. Diddy once said, but I don't want to preserve it in the way he preserves it, because I don't want to fuck a man. But anyway, that has nothing to do with that, but I want to preserve my sexy. It was a wonderful day today. I'm going to go back. Wonderful dermatologist. Everything was good. It was a great, great day. I don't really have any complaints. It was hot as shit. I didn't go outside. I didn't walk into the oven. Last night I went out. A friend of mine, one of my comedian friends, shout out to David Lucas. He had called me out. I went out. I went to two comedy spots. I went to the Star Bar in Little Five Points in Atlanta, because I'm in Atlanta. And then I went to the Bank. The Bank Event Center. Shout out to everybody at the Bank Event Center. Hosted by my good friend K-Dove or whatever. He hosted shit, and I just went because I was with David. I did about 20 minutes, and it was great, man. I had a good time. Then I left. You know what I'm saying? This is a huge event center. I've never seen a club look like it hold 4,000 or 5,000 people. It was ridiculous, but we rocked out. I got the hell on, came my ass back home. And here I am talking to you guys. And this has been great. The show's been going good. We've been picking up. I'm seeing the comments. Everybody's coming in. I did this pretty late tonight. Shout out to Marquita Brooks in Tennessee. Did this pretty late tonight just to get everybody in, man. I just wanted to get everybody in. So we're going to start this show off, and our first topic of discussion is Lizzo. Yeah, Lizzo. Let me bring this into the stream here. So Lizzo has been sued by her ex-dancers who said working for her was a nightmare. So let's go. Lizzo is a nightmare to work for behind the scenes, at least according to three of her former backup dancers who are suing for what they claim were awful conditions on the job. Now, let's see what these awful conditions were. The singer is named as a defendant in a new lawsuit, which was filed by the three women who say they danced for Lizzo and her touring company between 2021 and spring 2023, when they claim what they were either unjustly fired or forced to resign due to unbearable circumstances. It goes on to say in the docs obtained, and this is TMZ's article, in the docs obtained by TMZ, Ariana Davis, Crystal Williams, and Noel Rodriguez say they made it into Lizzo's orbit through her Amazon reality show, Watch Out for the Big Girls. And after making a cut, they allege they were subjected to a number of California workplace violations, several of which amounted to sexual harassment. Wow. Woo, that's a big one. And I'm just reading off of TMZ. I don't have any money to face any lawsuits here. False imprisonment and interference with prospective economic advantage, among other claims. The accusations are being hurled in a few different directions, including some aimed at members of Lizzo's management team. But as it pertains to her specifically, she's being accused by these women of basically holding them hostage in a number of situations. And you can see Lizzo, who we've been protecting. A lot of us, you know, we want to do body positivity. We want to tell fat people that they're not fat and they're beautiful and that they don't have health problems. And when her fat ass dies of a fucking heart attack, we can all hold hands and say, ah, this was body positivity because she was beautiful. She's a black, beautiful female who just had a weight problem, and we can't talk about that. We can't talk about that. So let's see what these women said. Specifically, the women cite two different instances. While on the road with her in Europe earlier this year, they claimed she should subjected them to attend nude shows in Amsterdam and Paris to the clear discomfort of her employees. So she said, I need y'all to come to the naked show with me. Because, you know, she fat as fuck. She got to breathe. I need y'all to come to the naked show with me. That's a part of your job description. We going to touch people. The dancers claimed they felt they had to do this in order to maintain their job, which they did, because Lizzo would have fired you. Okay, if you don't bring her bagels and waffles and touch naked people, that is a part of the job description. And how dare you think you're not going to do otherwise? Okay, so that was that one claim. And another claim against Lizzo, her alleged badgering of these women over alleged poor performance. So she told these bitches they can't dance, and accusations of drinking on the job, which they say led to her constantly threatening them and their position on her squad. The dancers even claim Lizzo made them re-audition for their spots in a multi-hour rehearsal that sounds brutal. This bitch is Lizzo. So I'm guessing from what I'm reading here, it turns out that Lizzo is a precious mama. This bitch is Monique, and she's brutal. I mean, this is what I'm reading. I didn't make this up. I'm just reading from TMZ. This bitch is evil, and she's an evil fat bitch. One dancer claims she was forced to pee her pants. Lizzo said, bitch, you gonna piss your pants, bitch. Oh, yeah. Give me a waffle. You gonna piss in your pants in front of everybody. I'm gonna embarrass you, bitch. Cause I need body positivity. Cause I am not fat. I'm just a rotund. That's what Lizzo said. One dancer claimed she was supposed to piss her pants. Lizzo made that bitch piss in front of everybody. Because listen, bitch, you ain't taking no break, bitch. You're not taking no break, Precious. They need to redo this. They need to redo the Precious movie with Lizzo and these dancers. Okay, we could call it the Revenge of Precious. Could we call it Lizzo and Precious or Precious Lizzo? I don't fucking know, but they really need to redo that movie. Lizzo's making these performers piss on this. At one dance, also claims Lizzo was privy to an eating disorder she had. So this woman had an eating disorder. I'm guessing maybe she was anorexic or bulimic. I don't fucking know, because with body positivity, we tell fat people, hey, it's okay, you're fat and big as fuck. It's all right. That is really healthy. And you can just eat, eat, eat. And if you have a heart attack, it's okay, because it's body positivity. That's what they said. So one dance also claims Lizzo was privy to an eating disorder she had and exploited that when she felt this dancer wasn't up to snuff, allegedly forcing her to talk about it. And this is what I want to know to the dancer. Was this bitch playing the flute when she talked to you? Is this what Lizzo was looking like when she was cussing y'all the fuck out? Is this what you had to look forward to? This big bitch in there with a flute, and just playing that flute and making you all dance and piss your pants. Okay, this is a report from TMZ. Don't sue me, Lizzo. Please, I don't have anything. On top of all that, these dancers claim they were constantly being stiffed on. Bitch wasn't even paying. He was like, fuck y'all. I ain't paying y'all shit. I ain't giving y'all no motherfucking money, bitch. You could have cooked them waffles, Lizzo. You could have cooked for these people. You could have done something. She didn't want to give them money. Stiffed on the money front as having to constantly turn down other dancing gigs during pauses on a tour. So she didn't pay these people. She said, fuck your payment. And she said, you bitches cannot dance for nobody but my big fat penguin body ass. So they're all suing for major damages. And if you think I'm brutal about attacking Lizzo and calling her a fat fuck, think about these women who she harmed. Huh? Are we about femininity? Isn't this where we are right now? This bitch is she's fucking over people. It is not right. So they are all suing Lizzo. Lizzo, call me. Call me. Your big ass need to get on the fucking phone. Get on the phone with me. And we need to talk about this, Lizzo. And we need to talk about your weight. And you need to run. Because obviously the weight depression, this is what I'm thinking is happening. Her weight, this is depression. Okay, and misery enjoys company, and the weight was causing Lizzo to cuss these bitches out and talk to them any kind of way and make them piss on themselves in front of her. And then I also even heard that Lizzo was fat shaming people. Could you imagine? Could you fucking imagine that, like, you're in shape and some big fat fuck is calling you fat? Because you might have, like, I don't know, a tummy, like your tummy might be a little bit out of order. You might be a little chubby. But this fat fuck is looking like Jabba Hutt smoking a hookah, laying there like Jabba the fucking Hutt from Star Wars, telling you you're a fat piece of shit. And how dare you call him a fat fuck or her a fat fuck, because we're in body positivity. Oh, it's not fun when the rabbit got the gun. It ain't fun when the rabbit got the gun, bitch. Oh, God, this is fucking hilarious to me. It's just so funny when all that progressive shit and all that soft shit just flips, and now they on Lizzo's fat ass. And hopefully this help her to lose weight. Maybe Maybe she'll think about her wrongdoings and just stop fucking eating. Just stop shoving the goddamn fork and the spoon in her face and eating cakes. Maybe she'll stop. She will stop this. Oh, my gosh. This is terrible. This is terrible. I also want to talk today about, let me remove this. I want to go into another topic of discussion. They've been picking on LeBron James. Now, Michael Jordan is definitely my GOAT, but LeBron James has been having trouble with his new school, the I Promise School, which is in Akron, Ohio. And everyone seems to be up in arms with LeBron because these children can't pass the minimum basic skills test. Okay, I'm going to say it again. These kids can't pass the minimum basic skills test. These kids in Akron, Ohio, okay, the school is obviously turning out factory workers, and none of these children are passing mathematics. And everybody wants to point the finger at LeBron. You can't point. LeBron is not Joe Clark. He's not. Of course he went down there as LeBron James, a rich athlete. He was just trying to pour back into his community. We need to point the finger at the fucking school system, okay? Because this I Promise School is a public school in Akron, Ohio. And what I ended up doing, well, first of all, I'm gonna read this article for you guys. Let me bring this up. Okay, so I'm gonna read this article. And every eighth grader failed state math test at LeBron James backed I Promise School. Okay, so I guess I don't know what the promise was, but it wasn't to pass math. Not a single eighth grader at LeBron James I Promise School in Akron, Ohio has passed state math test in 3 years. So I'm guessing, is this a hooper school? What are they playing basketball? What are they doing? Or is this school for permanent factory workers? Because we're talking a permanent underclass in the name of Joe Clark. A permanent undergrad, the school which instructs low-achieving students in grades 2 through 8 previously received $1.4 million from LeBron. So LeBron, he giving y'all the money. Despite abundant resources, the school has not been able to meet state benchmarks. For 3 years, not one child passed the state test in math. Okay? So that means LeBron is going to have to hire Mr. Darnell to come in there, and we got to get this shit together. For 3 years, not one child passed state test in math, not one. For 3 years, school board member Valerie McKittrick asked during a review of test data from 2022 to 2023, it is discouraging. Keith Lady Clifford, the district school improvement czar, replied, "We had said all along this journey was going to be difficult because we're starting with kids who are 2 years or more behind." So I'm going to say this. In LeBron's case, he is trying to help underachieving students, as I will. I am from an inner city public high school, that of Simeon Vocational, or, well, it was vocational at the time. I went there in Chicago. Now it's Career Academy. And, you know, going to Xavier, going into the pharmacy program, thank God for HBCUs to help me bridge the gap to teach myself how to learn. And you know, this is what happened. So the board president, Dr. Derek Hart, said the results do not match the amount of resources the school has at its disposal. I believe the pandemic has an impact, but it also has an impact on the non-selected kids as well. And the numbers that we're seeing here would suggest that my non-selected kids who don't have the same number of resources are actually performing better, and I'm just trying to understand why. So I'm going to tell you why. I think the kids who don't have the same number of resources that are performing better probably have a tighter family unit. I think one of the biggest problems in our community is the lack of the father in the household. And I think we need to encourage unity as well as nuclear families in the black community. And I think that will encourage these students. Hall continued, noting the results did not live up to the expectations of school. When our primary school started, one of the things I was excited about was I thought this school could be an incubator where ideas could come out of the school that we could take and then inject into the operation of other businesses throughout the district. That's why looking at the data today, I'm disappointed. So basically, they're just throwing money at shit. And listen, I'm going to play devil's advocate because I even looked up test scores in Akron, and I'm gonna bring those. Let me see. Akron, Ohio, elementary school math scores. Okay. And we're going to do that for 2023. So let's just see what all of these schools are doing in general, because they're all pointing the finger at LeBron. So this is the Akron City School District. The whole school district has a fucking 3 out of 10. Okay, you're at the bottom 50th percentile. Akron City School District ranks among the top 20% of public school districts in Ohio. Okay. For 2023, they have 47. In Akron City, this district average test ranking is 3 out of 10, which is in the bottom 50%. So all of the schools are fucked up. So we don't need to point the finger at LeBron. We need to point the finger at the whole fucking Akron, the city of Akron, Ohio, and how fucked up the whole system is. It's not LeBron. LeBron tried to pour in money and resources to help his community, and he needs to be applauded for that shit. He can't be in the NBA and teach classes at the same time. So to sit here and for people to use LeBron as a whooping boy is wrong. That does not speak to the problem. The problem is the whole fucking school system, which is just passing black children who can barely fucking read or write. You have the school district's graduation rate of 81% has increased from 74%. So you're letting the children walk out without being able to read or do math. These are your math score. This is 22%. This is what I'm talking about. This is terrible. Look at this shit. These are their math scores. Okay? 22% and 50%. They're in the bottom 50. They 690 out of 897 school districts. Okay? This is where they rate. So it's not LeBron. We can't point the finger at LeBron. We have to point the finger at the system. And then we have to do something about it. We have to change this. So I think everybody should go to vouchers. And you make these schools more competitive. You start firing people. You let capitalism come in and take place. And then we get the best schools for the buck. But shout out to LeBron. I'm not going to knock LeBron for what he did for the school. And to anybody ridiculing him, what the fuck have you done? Absolutely nothing. You're sitting at home. You know, you're in your underwear, you're tweeting, and you're just commenting shit, and you're doing absolutely nothing. And here's a little bit more. These are quick stats. This is district side. I guess this is district 47. This is the name of it. These are quick stats. 20,115 students. You got a student ratio of 14-1. 71% is minority. Graduation rate is 81%. And the 81% that graduate are in the bottom 50% of Ohio. I'm talking permanent underclass. Overall district rank, bottom 50%. Math proficiency, 22%. Reading proficiency, 30%. LeBron can't hoop and come teach, bro. He is giving y'all the resources and y'all need to do right by that shit. But what y'all probably doing is doing bureaucratic shit and robbing, taking the man's money, stealing, you know, just nigga shit. That's what's happening. So we need to stop it. We need to stop it, man. We need to stop it. Let's not blame my brother LeBron for this. And I'm going to applaud LeBron, actually. Thank you, LeBron, for doing what you do, brother. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna hate on my man. I'm not gonna hate on him. That's right. Shout out to LeBron for even attempting to help our children. We need people to help our children. And we also need to go to, like, family unit. Please, brothers and sisters, be careful who you lay with. You know what I'm saying? We got to just take more accountability. None of us are perfect, but I just want us to all be conscious and to know that family is the key. All right? Moving right along, I want to talk about YSL, which is the rap group that consists of Young Thug and I mean, that's the Young Thug crew, as you know. Gunna was in, I guess he's still in the group. Or whatever, but they call him a rat, a snitch. I really don't care because I'm not a street guy and don't want to be. So this was really scary what I read in regards to Young Thug's lawyer request exclusion of goat sacrifice evidence. You in a YSL Rico, you niggas are sacrificing goats. Goats, bro. This got way more to do to me. You niggas are sacrificing goat. You're worshiping the devil. And at the same time, too, I want to say for the record, and this is a fact, because I have to be careful what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. Our murder rate and homicide rate in Atlanta has been down 30% consecutively since Young Thug and the other guy, YF and Lucci, have been locked up. And these niggas was doing ghost sacrifices. So I'm going to say, hey, keep they ass in there because I don't know. Keep them in there. These niggas are killing goats, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, why are you killing a goat? Did the devil, does the devil tell you to kill a goat? Is that what's going on? Is the devil like,
hey, you need to sacrifice a goat. When you sacrifice the goat, I'm going to give you riches. Riches and bitches that you never would have imagined. This is what the devil told YSL.
Did y'all like my little sound effect? I like that shit. I like that.
Hey, it's me again. The devil, you chose wrong.
I love that shit. So look, wait. You're going to come off YSL real quick. So what we got, Travis Allen said developers are buying up commercial property in a black area, but no complying with promises made about housing vouchers by HUD. Do you have any suggestions, LeVar? I have none. Move. Go find you a place where you can afford. This is just capitalism. And I want to say this, too, because a lot of times we get into these gentrification arguments and we like to bring up race. I'm pretty sure if you look in that area with those developers buying up a lot of that, a few of them is niggas buying that shit. Don't get it twisted. do not act like black people are not huge real estate investors. Okay. It's what it is. So I listen, we are in a system of fucking capitalism. Okay. I do not deny what has happened to us in the past as a people and what we've gone through. I'm not going to sit here and deny that we are not behind the eight ball and, you know, we might not be behind, but in this moment right now, when I can get on YouTube and learn how to flip a house or buy a house or listen to one of them niggas that call me a king or queen that can tell me how I can get a property, no money down, no job, stated income, I can get it all. Shit, man, please tell their ass to move. Figure it the fuck out. Get on YouTube and then they can get in the game too. That's it. I'm about self-accountability. We ain't making no more excuses. It's 2023. I'm about black future, god damn it. Black future, baby. You feel me? That's what I'm about. So, great question, brother Travis Allen. But we got to get back to these niggas sacrificing these goats. And who the fuck are they where are they getting the goats from? That's a great question. Where the fuck are y'all finding goats in Atlanta, nigga? Who is selling them the goats? You are an evil person to sell these niggas goats to sacrifice. And when you guys are killing the goats, are you rapping? What are we doing during the goat sacrifice? This is evil, and I just don't know. Boy, they show a lot of damn. You see all these advertisements? Look at that shit. Shop it low. Oh, boy. Wow. I'm at a loss for words. I'm at a loss for words. Until they make curry with the goats, or what do they? They are sacrificed. Nigga, that's a blood call. I don't know what that shit is. And the lawyers don't want them to use it as evidence? Shit. That's guilty right there. They see them fucking goats. That's how these niggas do. Hopefully they get YNW Melly's ass. They need to go on get his ass by firing squad, if you know what I mean. So we'll move right along. Something was interesting today, too. So Akon, rapper Akon, who I know, I met Akon. My homie Quadia cut his hair. He be at the shop and shit. He was called out for wearing a fake Christian Dior jacket on Drink Champs. So they called him out. Let me go. They called Akon out for wearing. This is what they called Akon out for. Let me pull this shit back up. You guys liking this so far? Please comment. Let me know how you guys are liking me doing this shit. Please. So this is Akon, and he has on the Dior jacket, but they've spelled it's spelled Drio. So he has a Christian Drio jacket, and this is not necessarily a fake jacket because Christian Drio was a third cousin of Christian Dior, okay? And, you know, there is a bloodline there. But what pisses me off the most is not them calling out the jacket. It's them not calling out this rug on this nigga's head. Like, we just gonna act like that is real hair. We're going to act like that AstroTurf on his head that is glued and stapled down. We're going to act like the shingles. This nigga has a shingle, a roof shingle on his head. And you don't call that out. That is what pissed me off the most about this. The Drio jacket, hey, it's whatever. But it's like, bro, I want to tell Akon to peel this shit off his head. Be bald, brother. You would look much better. This man would look much, as a bald-headed man, he would look much better bald. And I need to get more comfortable in my baldness. You see? Let me show y'all. You see? Could y'all imagine me with hair right now? Would I look crazy? Let me ask y'all something. Would I look crazy with fucking hair? Would I look crazy with hair? You say only, is it really fake? Only black people broke rich and care about looking instead of long term. Is it really fake? Only black people broke rich and care about. I didn't say that, nigga. I'm talking about the nigga's fake ass hair. That's what I'm more. Cause I think he could wear whatever he want to wear. I don't give a fuck. Like, you want to wear that shit? Wear that shit. But he had a big vest on. I guess he didn't notice the lettering. You know what I mean? Like, he got the money to buy it, though. Is it all, like, what's wrong with wearing fake? We know he a multimillionaire. He a multimillionaire, man. Come on, man. Come on. What's up, Marquita Brooks? She say she see me king. I don't like when niggas call me king. That mean y'all want some money. Don't call me king. I'm just a friend. I'm not a king. Listen, I love myself enough. I have high self-esteem. Tracy White, the expansion on hold because the community is protesting. Okay. I'm going to move that. But yeah, tell Akon to call me about this fucking hair. This nigga got to comb his hair with a butter knife. I ain't never seen no shit like this. That's why I'm just bald. You see me? You see me? I'm bald. I'm bald. Look at me. What I look like? This is me with no glasses. Y'all ain't never seen me. Like, without the hat and the glasses, I'm naked right now. So, what's up, Monster Valley? Let me put my shit back on. But Akon, cut that shit off, man. God damn. I ain't got to have that shit on your head. You don't need it, bro. You don't need it. You black as shit. You can't nobody even damn near see the hair. You so black, you as black as your hair. You and Michael Blackson need no goddamn hair. So we gonna move right along. Now I want to talk to something dear to my heart. We need to talk about this, and I need to talk about this to you guys today. And I talked to my pharmacist friend. Shout out to Brother Maurice Robinson, who's also a pharmacist and comedian. He often sends me stuff about retail pharmacy, which if any of you know me or if you've ever heard of me, you know that I have a PharmD degree. I have a doctorate degree in pharmacy. I went to pharmacy school, and I talked about that a lot. You saw Kevin Hart crying. I'm making fun of it. But I want to talk about the state of retail pharmacy and where it's headed. And this is from the perspective of children going to school for pharmacy. When I went to pharmacy school in 2002, when I started my journey as a pharmacist, it was just particularly like, yo, if I go to school, I just want to know that I'm going to go to school and I come out and make some money. I don't want to be jumping through hoops and kissing ass. I just want to pass the test, the exams, and make the money. And that happened. They had a huge demand for pharmacists. You had retail stores opening up on every single corner where they were across the street from one another. And this was the early 2000s. And it got so bad. It was a huge boom for pharmacists, a big demand. They were offering sign-on bonuses, buying people BMWs, just all kind of shit. Like, it's so easy to get a job. I got my first job. I had on some shorts and a wife beater with a baseball hat. And I got my first job with a sign-on bonus. That's to show you how easy it was. But since then, times have changed. Number one, what has happened, and we gonna kick this can down the road. But you had a super increase of pharmacy schools. So where there were initially 74 pharmacy schools, now there are about 142. You had this big increase of pharmacy schools. Now you have a surplus of pharmacists. Now people couldn't get jobs. So what ends up happening is people stop enrolling. When those people stop enrolling, these schools are still open. They need the money. They need asses and seats, just like me as a comedian on the road. You know, I want to sell tickets. I need asses and seats. So these schools end up lowering the criteria. They lower what it takes to become a pharmacist. They accept any fucking body. And now we're just kicking a can down the road. On top of the fact that people don't leave their houses anymore. Nobody's going into CVS or Walgreens buying that high-ass shit when you can hit a button and Amazon will drop it off in front of your door. So these stores are getting their ass kicked on the front end, which is causing a lot of major contraction with retail pharmacies where they're closing stores. You know, thousands of stores have closed. CVS is laying off 5,000 people. This is what's going on. So to those of you who ask me, should I go to pharmacy school? Fuck no. You should not go to pharmacy school. It's super saturated. The salaries have been lowered. UPS drivers are making $49 an hour. And shit, that's probably what pharmacists are making coming out of school now. So fuck pharmacy. Don't go into it. Find you something else to do. And to those of you who come up to me and say, I inspired you to become a pharmacist, how? How do you listen to the jokes? Most of those jokes are me ranting and crying out about the pain and suffering that I was going through working retail pharmacy. Where you're a pharmacist with a license, you have to verify hundreds, thousands of prescriptions, give out a flu shot, run a drive-thru, not have help. You have to do all of this shit, ring the register. Fucking ridiculous. And it's getting worse and worse. So bad to now they're offering $100,000 sign-on bonus in some areas. And people won't take it because that sign-on bonus is golden fucking handcuffs. Where if you leave before the specified amount of time you're supposed to be there, that sign-on bonus turns into a high-interest loan that your ass is stuck with. And they're going to give you the money after taxes. But when you pay that bitch back, you're going to pay that bitch back before taxes, the before tax sum. So that's what it's doing. They're doing that in my town. Yeah, ain't no job. It's fucking ridiculous. Shout out Leslie Brown. Yeah, it ain't no fucking jobs. They had these colleges have become printing mills, and it's just about money. It's like, yo, like, you know, a degree, you know, that little certificate, that piece of paper costs upwards, some people, $150,000, $250,000, maybe even a half million. There's people walking around right now with $500,000 in student loan debt. And nobody fucking cares. And these are good, hardworking people just trying to get a leg up in life. And this is the dream that is continuously sold. And what's happening is people are figuring out through YouTube, online, that there are far better options. There are other ways for people to start their own businesses. There are other things for people to do. I mean, we're in a interesting era because we're in an era of time where you can pretty much kind of do what you love, man. If you're talking about this shit, you can kind of figure out how to make it profitable, and you can get money, man. It's so many other ways. And you know, coming up in the 80s and 90s, we would just program, you gotta go to school, get your education, get you a job. You're gonna work that job for 40 years, then you retire, and then you die. That's literally what we were taught and how we were programmed. And that shit is not sufficient anymore. Like, you're going to have to figure it out. I'm trying to drill into my son's head. I want my child to be an entrepreneur. I really want him to take risk. And to anybody out there with a dream, or you want to take a risk on a business, you know, you might take some L's, but understand, that L is not a loss. It's a lesson. And any motherfucker that comes around you laughing about your failure or, you know, criticizing or taunting you in that, cut them the fuck off. Just stop talking to them. Like, I block a lot of people on social media. I love that shit. I love to block motherfuckers. But I block people in real life, too. I will I hit a switch, and I just won't talk to you no more. I'm not going to tell. I'm just not. I will shut the fuck down. I will turn off everything like you never existed. And I love that. So take those risks, man. Risk that shit. Because at the end of the day, we all going to die. Nobody's going to give a fuck when your ass dead.
Well, he had an 800 credit score. He never missed paying the bill. I mean, how is that a roof over his head?
Nobody's going to give a fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? The people that don't care about you are those people you impacted, that you inspired, those people that saw you fail but were rooting for you. That's what's going to happen. So that's that. So moving right along. And then, too, I want to ask this. How important, and I need my people to comment on this. I'm going to show you comments. How important is college in 2023? I want to ask, whoever's watching this, give me an answer. How important is college in 2023? You got fucking you have ChatGPT, which can literally sit here and I can tell this shit to tell me quantum physics as if I'm a 3-year-old, and it will explain that shit to me. Is college even worth it anymore? Now, Leslie Brown, you have twins in college. And I see, okay, this is Leslie Brown. She has twins in college. Shout out to her. That's a, oh, shit, wrong button. God damn it, Leslie. I didn't mean that. Shout out to her. Two twins in college. Leslie, how important is college right now? How important do you feel that college is? It's not unless you major in certain professions. I would agree. You say it's very important. Okay. When you say that college is very important, Reek, what are we talking about? Is this just from a social aspect? Or what are we talking about here? You are a successful college. I'm not saying it's not worth it. I'm asking you if it is in this time. You're talking to a successful college grad that's telling jokes and talking to strangers on a live stream. I don't even practice in my profession anymore, Reek. I haven't worked as a pharmacist in over 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. I just want to know if college worked. To see what kind of person you're dealing with, if they went to college, even though it didn't matter, you know they'll work hard. I know some lazy motherfuckers that went to college. I can tell you that now. No educational. Jeannie is laughing. Shout out to Jeannie. Jeannie pulling back up on us. Yes, ChatGPT can teach you coding. They have YouTubes that can teach you coding. And I just want to know. Now, you talking to a guy, I came out of pharmacy school in 2002. I started my college journey in 1995. We talked about a rapidly evolving system, you know, with artificial intelligence now. You have social media. I came out at a different time. I came out in 02. People were still going to the movies and actually watching television shows. They don't do that shit anymore. That profession built your foundation. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I agree, but I was already silly. So would I have talked about anything? And y'all got to quit bringing this back to me, right? For me, college was a great experience. You know what I mean? To get me from the south side of Chicago to where I am today, right? If a kid from the south side ask me, should they go to pharmacy school? I'm going to say no, because those opportunities are limited. These stores are fucking closing. What do we do now? Is it better to tell people to just do what they love to do and take it serious? You said AI is not taking over pharmacy. Why? How do you figure that? How do you figure that? I mean, because you know, one of the things in pharmacy, well, you know, we would do compounds that kind of helps us, where we would mix different drugs, you know, do specialty drugs. But the AI can help in assessing drug utilization reviews. The AI can help in doing prior authorizations. The AI can help in doing verification of medication. It can speed a lot of shit up. And, you know, people will come to the pharmacy, but they just want to get their shit and get up out of there. They don't want to talk to your ass. Yeah, people going to college, I kind of believe that. Just say they went, not even working a job that they went to school for. A lot of people are doing that. And I'm a proud college graduate of HBCU. Well, maybe we just need to go to college for those specialty things. Like, you want to be a physician, an attorney, that's what we go to school for. No longer can we waste money on an art degree. No longer can we waste money on some type of bit. I don't know. And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings that's watching this, but I'm just talking real shit right now. And we need to know. We need to know. But the state of retail pharmacy is wild. I have friends who own stores. I would love to. Maybe I interview a couple of my close homies that own stores, that own their own pharmacies. And we can see how this is going with retail, because a lot of these stores are closing because they just don't have the foot traffic anymore. You know, the whole business of pharmacy was you would have a pharmacy initially, but you make it convenient so when Mr. James wants to pick up his medicine, he can buy him a soda at the soda machine. It's right there. Or he could pick him up a water hose. It's right there. Well, now the shit is on Mr. James' phone and Amazon. It's just a different, every facet of life is being disrupted right now. Do you see these motherfuckers that are famous now with absolutely no talent? You don't need talent. He'd be a comedian. The last thing you need to do is be funny. If you want to be a comic, do that shit. You don't need to be funny. You don't need to be funny, man. Yeah, you need to major in something lucrative. And I think that the federal government, I know they forgiving student loans and all this shit, they trying. But maybe the government should step in and say, hey, if a kid is just majoring in general studies or business, listen, the tuition, we're going to guarantee the student loans, but we're only going to guarantee it to this threshold for this profession or that profession. And then they begin to cap it. Because what happened with all this student loan shit, I give y'all some game. So what happened with the whole student loans in the 60s and 70s, it was rather inexpensive to go to college. You know what I mean? You're talking, I don't know. You're talking a few thousand. People were able to like work a side job and literally pay their tuition off. Well, in the government, somebody said, well, that's kind of unfair. What about people without jobs? This, that, whatever. So they signed shit in the law to where the federal government will 100% guarantee and back student loans. When the federal government kicked in to do that, what the fuck you think colleges did? Hey, we need to increase it. Because once they got you as a body, that loan is back. That money's coming. Once I get you in seat, I'm going to get mine. They getting paid. When you sign that FAFSA or whatever, when you sign your student loan, they are getting the money. That body is paid for. So, of course, with greed, they're going to keep increasing. Where now, you know, if the government is going to continuously do this, maybe they need to step in and say, listen, art degree should be no more than $6,000. for 4 years. That's what we're going to back it at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand, like, medical doctors, attorneys, you know, big, heavy-ass professions. But, like, just regular shit? You got a kid, $200,000 in debt, that's a general studies major? I mean, give me a fucking break, man. Come on, guys. Come on. So, that's that. It looks like our economy, I don't know if our economy is necessarily failing, but it doesn't. I don't know if our economy really looks bright going into the future. We're in this very, very weird period, super high interest rates. People are sitting in their homes, like, you know what I mean? People that refied at 2 and 3% or bought a home at 2 or 3%, they're not moving. They're like, fuck that. You go from 2% to 8%, that doubles your mortgage payment. The Feds continuously raise rates. I don't know what the fuck is going on. And also, with this New World Order shit, they talking about they want us to own nothing and be happy. So they're trying to preach this shit of don't buy your house, just rent, which is total bullshit. Do not fall for that. It's even gurus telling motherfuckers that. But, bro, 98% of those people won't have the discipline to do what they need to do in the interim of renting a house. So you might as well buy your shit, get your tax advantage, start to pay that house off. And at the end of the day, you know, when it's paid off, all you got to do is pay your yearly property tax and you okay. But you can't build real wealth renting. I'm just sorry. There are those outliers, but for the most people, no. Buy your fucking house, man. You say not medical coding. Let me tell you something, Candace. I don't know if you're talking about what I was talking about, but Candace, listen. YouTube is teaching everything, baby. They will teach you medical coding. ChatGPT. I can tell ChatGPT right now to set me up a lesson plan to learn how to medical code, and that shit's going to pop up. It's just where we at right now, man. It really is. So, Amazon need to get a gas station. I want to say that shit. I'm tired of going to the gas station and it's 200 Amazon trucks. I can't even, I got to wait for one of the Amazon, and they all come in. Have y'all been at the gas station? You notice all these Amazon trucks come at one time. It'd be like 70 Amazon trucks just sucking all of the fuel out of the gas station. And you driving around trying to find a spot. Am I the only one that's noticing this? Is this only happening in Atlanta? Or is this happening elsewhere? Because I guess maybe where I live is a lot of hubs or something. But Amazon need to build its own gas station. Seemed like they would do that. You know, you got all them warehouses. You would build that gas station and just let them pump there. So, guys, we have come to the end of this show. This was a great, great show. I had a lot of fun, man. We ended at like 58 minutes. I'm going to go on to a few more comments. And also, too, guys, I'm going to be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory August 18th to 20th. Those tickets are moving. So if you are in that area, know somebody in that area, please tell a friend to tell a friend to come out and check me out there. Get those tickets right at the bottom. And we roasted the fuck out of Lizzo. That was very, very fun. The average person needs to pick up a Bible and save their soul. I agree. Iggy Greek. Candace Payne. Yes, that's what I went for. It was a few years ago. What the fuck? What did it say? All right. The average person. All right. All right. What's this one? They delivering your gallery department. Hilarious, Reek. They delivering everything. I'll tip my hat to all Amazon people, FedEx, man, UPS, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all are really the backbone of this nation. For real. I don't know what you can't, can I join? I don't know what you're talking about, not medical coding. They will teach you medical coding, guys. Stop this. ChatGPT know everything. I went to school for billing code. Everyone wanted to. I was like, damn, give me a chance, okay? All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Also, if anybody would like to call in and do a chat, let me put my phone number up. Y'all can call me right now at 678-310-7139. The number's up. I'm going to wait. I'll wait a couple minutes. If I don't get any calls, I'm just going to log off. So if you want to call me, man, the lines are open, man, 678-710-7139. You can call me to discuss anything we went over today. And I'll wait a little bit longer. See if we get one call. I don't know, because I like to talk. See if we get a call. Maybe not. Anybody calling? Nobody? We're not getting call-ins today. I'm gonna get some. This shit, one of these days, this damn boy gonna light up. Oh, thank you, Fatima. Shout out to Fatima, man. Give Fatima some love, man. Thank you, Fatima, for loving the show, and I'm glad you will be here. Kenneth Cruz, thank you, man. I appreciate you, brother. Yes, sir, Monster Valley. I'm gonna talk this shit all day. I miss Pat Mahomes' dad. I'm smoking on a joke. What the fuck is you talking about? What happened to Pat Mahomes' dad? So nobody wants to call in today. That's cool. So look, we're going to wrap this up, man. My name is LeVar Walker, and this has been such... What number did I say fast? The number is scrolling at the bottom of the screen. Google it. Google what? What y'all talking about? What you want me to Google? I can't keep up with y'all. Pat Mahomes dead. What the fuck? Did his father die? Let me check this out. Let me go to my computer and see what's going on here. Somebody said Pat Mahomes' daddy. Did something happen to his pops? I love that. Check out that Netflix show on quarterbacks, man. That is a really, really good fucking show. No, he's still alive. I don't understand the nature of this. Oh, wow. Look at little Patty Mahomes. Wow. Look at little Pat Mahomes, y'all. Let me show y'all this picture real quick. Look at Patty. Look at little Pat Mahomes, man. The greatest quarterback ever. I think he's going to end up being better than Brady. That's what's up, man. Look at Patty and his mom and dad. That's beautiful, man. Beautiful. Okay, guys. I'm about to get out of here. I don't know why you mentioned Pat Mahomes' father. I'm glad he's okay. Let me take that down. So, guys, my name is LeVar Walker. This has been another excellent episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast, man. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me, man. We are here Monday through Friday. Every day I'm pulling up. And fuck it, I'm gonna leave y'all on this shit, man. Yo, man, my name is LeVar Walker. It's been a plum pleasure to talk to each and every one of you tonight. Wishing you nothing but the best. Blessings to all of you. And I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. Peace.